See Me, See My Ability, the podcast of the ARC Southern Maryland. I'm Rita Rich. Annandale High School's Annie Ray, the orchestra director and performing arts department chair, won a Grammy Award as Best Music Teacher 2024 for her work creating the Crescendo Orchestra, which is composed of severely disabled students. This is part two of a conversation that I had with her via Zoom. If you ever have worked with or had a relationship with individuals with intellectual or developmental disabilities or severe physical disabilities that affect how they communicate, we invite you to listen to the background music created by Miss Ray's students and see if you can relate to her story. As a teacher to a teacher, when you first started doing this, did you find yourself absolutely exhausted after the first week?
It's funny because there are times I'm very exhausted, but the more that the kids like get something, it's like an energy shot to me. And when I have a good rehearsal, like a one where the kids are really invested and they're like eating out of the palm of my hands, I like suddenly like get all even more excited. And so my students think that I have like this great, I hope none of them are listening to this, but they all think I have like this great coffee addiction or caffeine addiction. And it stemmed like, because yes, I do love a good cup of coffee, but it's actually them where I'm like, they'll like connect something or like someone will laugh all of a sudden over making a mistake. I'm like, yes, that's great. Like celebrate that mistake. Okay, what are we gonna do next with it? And moving from there. And there's sometimes, yes, definitely. Like I'm a mother of a two and a half year old and a 7 month old. And I come home and I'm just wiped. But it's also this thing where like, wow, like being a teacher makes me a better mother. And being a mother makes me a better teacher. And it's this energy feedback loop. Are there times where I'm just completely drained and exhausted? 100%. Yeah, there are those times. And there's something really beautiful about owning that in front of the kids. And I walked up on the podium today and I said, just a heads up, I don't feel good today. Like, I don't feel great. And I'm just excited to be here and make some music with you. And it's gonna be a low energy rehearsal. But gosh, like, what does it teach the kids to just show up? You know, keep showing up. Like, I'm just gonna keep showing up and being there for you. So from a teacher to a teacher, am I tired? Yes, there's nothing tired like teacher tired. but it's the kids. They just give me all the energy I need.
You created something called It's Never Too Late. And I wonder if any of the parents of those with our special needs, quote unquote special needs students, if any of the parents of special needs have engaged in the It's Never Too Late and have found that they're able to make music with their kids, or am I just living in a fairy tale?
No, oh my gosh, like it's actually been called Parent Orchestra. The title of like the article was like It's Never Too Late, but I'm stealing that. That's a better title than Parent Orchestra. I never like thought of it that way. So the twin boys I mentioned at the beginning, their mother was there in parent orchestra with us, learning alongside it. She was like, wow, this is hard. And I'm like, it is. And that's okay. Like, it's okay for us to learn. And she was able to like just work with her kids at home and her sons at home and going through this. And I'm so excited. I taught them in elementary school, but now they're going to be here at the high school with me next year. And I'm so excited to have them back and having them be back and a part of my journey. But the parent orchestra is really cool. We have over 200 caregivers who are learning how to play their child's instrument. And we have four ensembles. We have people who have never played a musical instrument before, all the way up to people who have been with me since 2018, or they are revisiting it from like high school or even college. And it's just been like the greatest joy. Then I have to get credit to that idea. That idea actually comes from my mentor, Brian Coney, who is a fantastic educator. And he has like a small program in Texas still, and he has invited us to like kind of do a collaboration together. But up here, it just kind of like blew up. It went from eight, I think about 15 parents down to over like 200. It's all based on this Suzuki triangle idea. So you have like the parent, and then you have the teacher, and then you have the student. And we all learn together. It's this big cycle of learning together. And it's the coolest thing because like the parent now gets to understand like, oh, orchestra isn't actually about the notes and rhythms on the page. It's about so much more of what happens between like the notes and the rests and this process that they get to feel and articulate. And now they understand like why being like, oh, Jimmy's about to play the violin, better put my headphones in. Like, it's actually like, okay, well, let's make a big honking squawk of a sound, and then let's learn how to make a good sound from that. Let's just start together. And then the kid gets to be the expert. It's the coolest thing. And you know what's the funniest thing too is like there's these weird quirks that my students will do that like they interpret instruction in like funny way. And then like their parent shows up at rehearsal and then they do the exact same thing. I'm like, oh, so this is hereditary. I get it. this is like a thing that goes together.
It's exciting that some people are like, oh, I'm just a teacher. But no, you're creating in a society where we've learned to be alone. You're getting people back together again. I guess it's that post-COVID thing.
Exactly. And the coolest thing is like all the bass players and all the groups, I just found out that they go out for drinks after rehearsal, every rehearsal. And they're like, can you get it? And then like I have some parents, they schedule their own rehearsals. And even when COVID was happening, they would go and meet up in parking lots and play together and like be far away from each other, but still like play together. And wow, it is such like a brave thing as an adult to learn something new and be really bad at it at first. It is so brave. And I tell them that all the time, like, wow, thank you for still showing up. Thank you for coming again and trying again. Because it hasn't been just great for the community. Like the point of the program was for me to educate the community about why music was so important. But it was also became this incredible thing as like educators, like music teachers were singletons at each school, right? There's only one orchestra director. If there's an orchestra, there's only one general music teacher. So we don't get to watch each other. And when we have professional development, quote unquote, nothing is better than watching a colleague teach. And so now we have all of these teachers who are volunteering their time and we're watching each other teach. And we're like, that's a great idea. I'm going to go take that back to my program now. Or we'll have pre-student teaching teachers or high schoolers who are interested in going off into music education. They come teach and we can mentor them in a very forgiving environment because the parents are laughing. We're laughing. We're all just having a good time. No one's like trying to, you know, throw pencils into the ceiling or something. You get to just like express and like figure out like what it looks like to you just to run a rehearsal versus, you know, strangle or like rally all the kids together, you know? It's a call for why music education matters, right? They're in a time where there's a lot of budget cuts and stuff happening, and there being such a focus on other things, music is so fundamentally important. And I have students who have gone on to, I have like a kid who went on to MIT last year on a full ride scholarship. You know what she wrote her essay about? Orchestra. And colleges want to see these kids who are able to master a subject or commit to something, because it's so rare for a kid to commit to something fully and see it through. And that shows like that kid is really special. But when we're talking about like social emotional learning and we're having these periods during the class day now where they learn social emotional skills, that's taking a class period away from electives where a student would actually learn that in a very authentic experience and a really personal experience. And it's important. And some of the best teaching out there is happening in the music education classrooms. And it's been that way for as long as we have known it. Like, and I just invite people to open up their minds to learn. And even if they think that they don't have a musical bone in their body, I guarantee that they do and can be a part of that. So it's more of a call for just like music's important and music is for everybody. So every school needs to have one of these crescendo programs. It should not be a unique thing that's around on like news sites. It should be something for everyone. So start your own United Sound chapter, start your own Giving Bach program, or just invite students to your classroom during your planning and just see how much it can change your life, because it changed mine.
Okay, so where's the Grammy?
It's at home, and I hate to tell you where it is. It's under my laundry pile. I'm a mom of two, right? And so I have a table where I kept in its box because it's supposed to stay in a box. And so it's in its box. And then I just dumped the laundry on top of the box the other day and I'm still haven't gone from there. But the reality is with the Grammy, my name's on it, but this has been such a group project of this program here. It's not me. It's my mentors who were so kind to teach me. It's all of the volunteers for Parent Orchestra. It's my instructional assistants and the special education team here at Annandale who taught me everything.
Much thanks to the naturally energetic and vibrant Annie Ray, the orchestra director and performing arts chair at Annandale High School in the Fairfax County Public School System. That's in Northern Virginia. We welcome your comments and reviews wherever you are downloading and listening to our podcast, whether it's on Podbean, on your Android device, or on a website browser, or on Apple Podcasts. Your suggestions and topics are always welcome at info@arcsomd.org, the Arc Southern Maryland's website. This has been See Me, See My Ability, podcast of the Arc Southern Maryland. I'm Rita Rich.